Fritzberg and bloodandfaith.com. Good morning. It's closing in on the end of June. World's an exciting place. The good news is you have the opportunity to be part of that and a part of the great rebellion against the Antichrist. You have an opportunity to be a part of the rebellion against the Antichrist. Do you want to be part of the rebellion against the Antichrist? Or are you convinced that there is no Antichrist? Are you convinced that everything's just fine? Everything's going along the way it should. Things are a little crazy, but, you know, it's no big deal. God's going to come down and rapture me, and God loves me, God cares for me, and, you know, we just got to hang on until we get rescued out of this mess. Why do you want to live your life that way? Why do you want to live your life that way when you have a chance to join the Great Rebellion? You've got a chance to join a rebellion against the greatest enemy ever, against the Antichrist. And you want to sit there and wait? You want to sit there and wait until you get rescued? Everybody loves books. Everybody loves movies. And we all love the movie about the underdog who's going to fight the bad guy. Oh, God, we want to see those movies, whether it's Rocky or Rocky 1 or Rocky 2 or Rocky 99 or James Bond fighting Spectre, or, you know, Thor fighting, you know, whoever Thor fights, or all these, you know, these small groups of military men, they're going to go over against overwhelming odds. And we want to be that guy. We want to be that girl. Even if you're a woman, you say, yeah, I want to go do that stuff. And we're sitting here with the greatest opportunity of our lives, waiting for somebody else to do the job that God's called you and I to do. The rebellion is waiting for you. The rebellion is waiting for you. The rebellion is calling you. Everybody likes Star Wars. Oh, go, let's go watch Star Wars. Well, we got the Empire, the Dark Lord Vader, the Empire. And everybody wants to join the rebellion against the Empire. Live vicariously by watching these movies. And you've got an opportunity to do that in real time. You've got an opportunity to do that in real life. You got an opportunity of to join the rebellion led by Rebel Leader One today. And he's calling you. Rise up and join the rebellion. How do you join the rebellion? You open your mouth. You say the things that the Antichrist hates, and you drive him crazy. Jesus Christ rebelled against the dark empire of Talmudism, of Phariseeism. They hated him, and he hated them. There was enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Genesis 3, it goes right back to Genesis 3:15. The Gospels are kicked off with a story of enmity. John the Baptist comes right out, and he looks at these people, and he said, "You brood of vipers. You brood of vipers." Jesus Christ reiterates that, I think, in Matthew 12 and Matthew 23. "You brood of vipers, how shall you escape the sentence of hell?" He opened up his mouth. He spoke. He said the truth. The world is caught in a cult. The world is caught in a giant cult. And only you can turn the light on. Only you. You're it, baby. You're it. You've been called and you've been chosen to be part of this rebellion. Are you afraid? Is it too dangerous for you? Look, what I'm trying to present to you is the greatest opportunity that you will ever have in your lifetime. Because it's only in this lifetime that you can join the rebellion against the Antichrist. It's only in this lifetime. Once this lifetime's over, it's up. You never showed up for the fight. And you may have been quiet for decades. I was. I was quiet for decades. I was lost. I was afraid. I didn't know. I lacked whatever. I got my excuses. Don't worry. I know all about your excuses. I got them too. And I concur with your excuses. But at a certain point, you got to make a choice. Even if it's a wrong choice, you got to make a choice. Open up your mouth and join the rebellion. The devil doesn't hate your guns. Devil doesn't hate your threats of violence. He's like, bring it, baby. He's got the PhD in that stuff. What he hates is when you turn on the light. What Satan hates is when you turn on. What the seed of the serpent hates is when you turn on the light. When Jesus Christ turned on the light, all the demons manifested and they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him from the time he was a baby in the crib, in the manger. Mary and Joseph took him to Egypt. They came back. They still wanted to kill him. So they moved out of Judea. They didn't live in Judea because that's where the killers were, the killers of the Christ. And they moved up north into Galilee. They left Judea. And they moved up north into the land of Galilee. And it was in Galilee that Jesus Christ preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus Christ that the light turned on. A great light appeared. A great light appeared. He turns on the light. The light was so bright that the Talmudic people from Judea left Jerusalem and came up north to find him and said, What are you talking about? What is this light you're turning on? And from then on, they tried to murder the Christ. They tried to murder him. They tried to murder him over and over. It's the Gospels, man. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. They tried to murder the Christ, the light. Jesus Christ went down to Jerusalem and Judea when he needed to, when he had to, but by and large, he avoided that land. He avoided the land of Judea. He avoided the land of the Pharisees. He had avoided the land of the followers of the Talmud. Today, you would call them Jews. You'd probably a different, well, you could say the Bible calls them Jews. He avoided that land. He avoided those people. He avoided those leaderships. He hated the Talmud. He hated the traditions of the elders. Mark 7, Matthew 15. He warned the disciples against it. He says, hey, man, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. What's the Pharisees? It's their doctrine. But you can join a rebellion. How do you join a rebellion? You open your mouth. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I got it. Okay, I got it. I know what to say. I knew what to say. Because it's something that's been rumbling in my heart for decades. And I'm saying it. Some of it's new. A lot of what I have to say is new that I didn't understand 5 years ago, honestly. But I understand that Jesus Christ is Lord and he's the ruler of every nation. He has a plan for the nations. He has a plan that the nations would serve Jesus Christ. It is absolutely, unequivocally obvious from the Holy Scriptures that all the nations will serve Jesus Christ. Every nation will serve Jesus Christ. The nation that won't serve Jesus Christ will be destroyed. We're undoing Babel again, all right? The Nimrod's out there. The Antichrist is out there building, rebuilding Babel as an Antichrist in the face of God, contrary to God, hunting the souls of men. And a lot of us just want to keep quiet and just sort of hunker down and hope that the Antichrist doesn't notice who we are. Part of that is say, well, the Antichrist isn't here yet. Yes, he is. Antichrist is here. Antichrist has been here. Go reread 1 John 2, 1 John 4. Now, I know you say, oh, well, what about Thessalonians? The Antichrist will be revealed, the man of sin, who's 666. How about corporate man? How about corporate man? Through corporations, through government organizations, corporate man. You can't pin it down to one person. It's a vast body of nameless bureaucrats and peoples and movements and ideologies that you can't touch. If it was a Napoleon or Hitler, you kill him. We got the 666, the corporate man going on. Oh, I don't know where he is. And even if a corporate man comes, even if an individual man comes, listen, the opportunity is there now to rebel. The spirit of the Antichrist is here in the world today. You got to rebel against it. But you've been cudgeled and guilt-tripped into submitting to the Antichrist. The Antichrist has cudgeled you and beat you with guilt into submission to him. How does he do that? Don't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic, or Islamophobic. That's it, right there. That's it. Oh, I can be a good Christian, but I'm not racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. Oh, God, no. I'm none of those things. Not like Fritz. You've submitted to the Antichrist. You've submitted to the spirit of the Antichrist. You reject Jesus Christ. You're ashamed of Jesus Christ. You're ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. And you bow the knee to the Antichrist today in 2022 when you submit and obey to him and you are ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. Evangelical church, you're ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. I've covered that a lot here in bloodandfaith.com. I don't know that I need to go into that again. If you do, by all means, review the archives. And if you want to say, oh, I didn't say it just right, that's fine. That's fine. What are you saying? Are you making excuses for the Antichrist? Are you making excuses for the Antichrist? You know what a traitor is? Judas Iscariot was a traitor. He goes down to the Pharisees and says, hey, you know what? I think this guy's a little off. I'm going to point him out to you. I'll show you who he is. And, you know, my hands are clean because it's not like I'm going to kill him or anything or stab him or, you know, take a sword to him. I'm just going to greet him like I always greet him with a kiss, man. Jesus, there you are, Jesus. Give you a big old kiss. Oh, yeah, I'll give you a big old kiss. There he is. Treason is subtle. Treason is subtle and it's self-justifying. Treason is subtle and it's self-justifying. It's cloaked in righteousness and holiness and doing the right thing and being reasonable. And the evangelical church, do I say this? Can I say the evangelical church to a great extent is treasonous to the word of God? Did not Jesus Christ say, hey, if you're ashamed of me and my words, what's his word? Everything from Genesis 1:1 to the end of the Revelation, and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I return with the holy angels of my Father. Is it not full in the Holy Scriptures to say, hey, I know you preached about me, and you rose the dead, and you healed the sick, and you cast out demons, and all I did it in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to say to you, I didn't even know you. Don't even know who you are. I don't even know who you are. You were a traitor. You sold out. You were ashamed of me and my words. You wanted to position yourself to be a friend of the world. James 4:4. And when you're a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. You can't be a friend of the world and a friend of God. Oh, I'm a good Christian. I'm not racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. Oh, no. I'm not like Fritz. Treason. Treason. It's treason. Cloaked in righteousness, self-righteousness, holiness, goodness. Judas had the same idea. Hey, look, I'm just being reasonable here, okay? I can't be a traitor to my people. I can't be a traitor to the Jews. I can't be a traitor to the Pharisees, my nation of Judeans. This Jesus guy, he's wacko, man. He says you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. So Jesus Christ said, you got to eat my flesh, you got to drink my blood. Guy's gone over, man. He's gone over. And then he lets people like spend thousands of dollars on washing his feet with fancy perfumes. Dude's a nutcase. He did the reasonable thing. You're doing the reasonable thing too. I got it. You're doing the reasonable thing. You're not racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. No, you're a reasonable man. I'm flat out telling you, those are the traditions of men that Jesus Christ warned against. I'm flat out telling you, those are the traditions of men that Jesus Christ warned against, that you exalt over the word of God. That you exalt over the word of God. You say, well, you know, I know the Holy Scripture says this, but you know, you can't be racist, and you can't be sexist, and you can't be homophobic. And oh God, it's a horrible sin. It's the unforgivable sin to be anti-Semitic. And you crush the word of God, you forsake the word of God, you're ashamed of the word of God because you're obeying the Antichrist's orders. You worship the Antichrist. I don't care how many crosses you got around your neck. I don't care. You've bent the knee to the Antichrist. Jesus said, hey, if I return, will I even find faith on the earth? And you're all looking for some Antichrist, dude. Oh, where the great falling away. Great falling away has been going on for 3 centuries as Christendom has rejected the Christ. And it's now called not Christendom, but the West. And secularism and atheism are the core at the heart of Europe now, and the United States and Canada and New Zealand and Australia. Oh, but I just want to keep my head down so the Antichrist doesn't see me. Look, you got an opportunity. Join the rebellion. Join the rebellion. Open up your mouth. Oh, I might get persecuted. Please read the Bible. Please read the Gospels. Please read the Gospels. Did not Jesus Christ say, hey, if they've called me Beelzebub, what do you expect them to call you? How many times did they call him insane and having a demon? How many times did the Jews accuse Jesus Christ of being insane and having a demon? Many times. How many times in the Bible does it say they were trying to kill him? But you're special. I'm special. I preach to myself, man. I preach to myself. I'm guilty of all these things. Guilty of them all. But we're special because, you know, we're kind of like saving ourselves for what? The rapture? Y'all are going to get raptured on the day you die. Let me just be flat out frank with that. Y'all are going to get raptured on the day you drop dead from COVID, from a COVID jab, from a nuclear war, from a heart attack, from overeating, from smoking, from drinking, from getting run over by a bus. Y'all are going to get raptured. Don't worry about that. It's coming for you. But right now, we're in a period. God is raising a great rebellion against the Antichrist. Doesn't matter what it costs us. Does not matter what it costs us. I'm recruiting you to join the rebellion against the Antichrist. Join the rebellion. Don't be the guy at the end of the movie that comes out of a dark closet and say, oh, yay, we won. And you didn't lift a finger. Dude, where were you when the battle was thick and people were dying? Where were you? Look, I'm preaching to myself. I ain't any better than the rest of y'all. On 500 different levels. I'm just the same guy you are. Same gal you are. But I'm telling you flat out, man, we're in a time of war. It's a time of rebellion. Now's the time to open up your mouth. Stop being afraid. You know who goes to hell before all the unbelievers? You know who goes to hell before the evil people? I won't even list off the names. It's the cowards. Cowards go to hell before unbelievers. They go to hell before all the murderers and the thieves and the abusers of mankind. Cowards lead to... Go read it, Revelation. Cowards, who are cowards? People that are cowed. What's the person that is cowed do? He's the kid in 7th, 8th grade that walks along the side of the wall to try not to be noticed. All right, how do Christians do that? They keep their mouth shut. Christians who keep their mouth shut are cowed. Now, I got all the excuses too. Trust me on that. I got it. Been there, done that. I'm saying you got to figure out how to join the fight. You got to figure out how to join the battle. Will it be different for you than for me? Yeah, probably. But I know one thing for a fact, that for you to join the rebellion, you have to open up your mouth. You cannot be loyal to Jesus Christ without opening up your mouth. You cannot. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our own testimony, and not loving our lives even unto death. I said, well, what's my testimony? I've told people that I got born again. And, you know, sorry, I don't mean to make fun. How about preaching to them the first chapter of Genesis? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We didn't come through evolution. Look, there's billions of people lost in darkness. They're in a cult, and they're going to go to hell when they die. The only hope for them is you and me opening up our mouths and turning on the light. And you say that, well, they won't believe me. Doesn't matter. Your job is not to convince them. Your job is to tell them. My job is not to convince anybody. It's to tell people. Full stop. It's to tell people. Not to convince them. Well, I just don't think I have the wisdom. Doesn't matter. I don't know what to talk about. Start talking. There's the old story about the sailor lost at sea in his boat. And he says, well, I don't know where to go. My compass is broken. There's clouds over the stars at night. I can't see the sun. I can't see the horizon. I don't know which direction to go in. What does he do? The answer is you start going. Get that motor in gear, baby, and start going. And then after you get going, you can adjust the rudder. A boat that's sitting there in the middle of the ocean that doesn't go in it, you can turn the rudder all you want. It doesn't make any difference. A boat that's stuck in the middle of a lake or in the middle of the ocean, not going anywhere, no power to the propeller, you can turn that rudder all you want and won't go anywhere. Start getting that boat moving, and then you turn the rudder and you can change direction. That's, you know, basically what I did, I don't know, several years ago now. I got tired of, couldn't live with myself anymore. Nobody else's fault but mine. And I just said, I'm going to start, you know, writing whatever I want to write. I'm going to write whatever I want to write. I don't care if somebody doesn't like it. I don't care if somebody disagrees with me. I'm going to write what I want to write. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to preach what I want to preach. Somebody doesn't like it, fine. And if the Almighty God in heaven, if the creator of the universe sees fit to change my direction as I'm moving along, well then praise God and so be it. But he can't do nothing if you just sit there. Join a rebellion. Open up your mouths. I've tried to explain many times here at bloodandfaith.com that these traditions of men, don't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and most of all, anti-Semitic, are simply the traditions of the elders. It's the leaven of the Pharisees. It's the precepts of man, and they undermine directly the Word of God. All those things directly undermine the Word of God. Are you saying it's okay to be racist? What I'm saying is salvation's based on race. We are a holy race. We are a chosen people, redeemed by the blood. The blood, we're redeemed by blood. Not by your good works, we're redeemed by blood. Blood is the foundation of race. The blood of the Lamb. Well, you're saying salvation is based on race? Yes. The judgment day, Jesus Christ, he separates out the sheep from the goats. Goats, you're one race, you're going to hell. Sheep, you're my people, you're covered under the blood of the Lamb. Come with me. Well, like I said, who do you want to serve? You want to serve the Antichrist or you want to serve Jesus Christ? I'm telling you, this is where we're at in the battle. This is where we're at in the battle. Are you saying it's okay to be anti-Semitic? You know how today's Jews define anti-Semitism? Trying to convert somebody to Jesus Christ. Trying to convert a Jew to Jesus Christ is considered anti-Semitism. And if that's the definition, you better be anti-Semitic. If the Jews of 2022 define, and they do, define anti-Semitism in part by trying to convert a Jew to Jesus Christ, you better be anti-Semitic, I'm telling you. You better be trying to convert them. Jesus Christ did, Paul did, Peter did, John did, Stephen did, but you're too good. You're too righteous. And I've quoted you the scriptures, and I've been accused of being an anti-Semite. John 8:44, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9, and on and on and on and on and on. Even words about the Antichrist, 1 John 2, 1 John 4. And you're wrapped up in these traditions of men. You've been beaten down by their cudgels, and you're afraid. You're afraid. You're cowed. Let's put it that way. You're cowed. I'm trying to free your mind. You've been cowed into submission and silence. Are you saying it's okay to be sexist? The male is the head of the household. The father is the patriarch. Are you telling me that you're going to deny the Holy Scriptures? Well, I don't want to be homophobic. Genesis chapter 1, man and woman, male and female, go forth and reproduce and multiply and fill the earth. Homosexuals can't do that. Are you going to defy the Word of God? Are you going to defy the first chapter of Genesis in order to not be homophobic? Come on, man, join the rebellion. Join the rebellion against the Antichrist. Antichrist is here in force. The seed of the serpent run the place. And you're afraid of them, and so you keep silent, which means you obey them. You obey them. You obey the Antichrist when he won't open up your mouth. How do you overcome the evil one? By the word of your testimony. By the word of your testimony. By the blood of the Lamb, and not loving your life even unto death. Look, here's what I'm trying to show you. Here's a platter of gold. Will you please take it? I'm trying to give you a pile of gold. Here's a pile of gold. Will you please take it? Here's 150 gold, silver, gold coins, 1 ounce gold coins, pure gold. Here's 150 of them right in front of you. Would you please pick it up and take it? Please. I'm not asking you anything. It's not a trick. Take this gold and run. But you're afraid. You're afraid. Somebody's going to accuse you of being racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. Oh, no, I'm not touching that gold. And I'm saying the gold is going to last you for eternity. It's eternal gold. It'll last you forever. Forever and ever and ever. It will never perish. But you won't touch it because you're afraid of the Antichrist. You're afraid of the Antichrist. You're cowed into submission and obedience to the Antichrist. Listen, I'm a recruiter. I'm a recruiter for the rebellion. Okay, I'm recruiting for the rebellion. And y'all are living in submission to the Antichrist, including you, Mr. Evangelical, Miss Evangelical, Miss I Love Jesus and Jesus Loves Everybody. You've converted to the Antichrist. You've come up with a new religion. You're not loyal to Jesus Christ and his words. You're loyal to the Antichrist. And you adorn it with a little cross around your neck. And essentially, you break the third commandment. You take the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in vain. I don't want this to be easy for you. I really don't. I'm not trying to sell you something that's easy. You're going to pay a price for it. Remember the stories about the French underground in World War II? What do you call them? The partisans, the anti-Nazi partisans in World War II. Oh, my God, if I was there, I would have been one of those people. Oh, I would have joined the partisans and fought the Nazis. And we live that way, and we talk that way, and we act that way, and we believe that that's the way we are. And we're sitting here facing, literally facing the Antichrist, and you're afraid to join the partisans. You're afraid because they're going to accuse you of being racist, sexist, and homophobic, and anti-Semitic. And you bend the knee, and you're quiet, and you support the government of the Antichrist. I get it, man. It's hard. I can't tell you how many people have told me, Fritz, just keep your mouth shut until you retire. And then, you know, you got your money and you can do, say whatever you want. I don't know, man. I guess I made my decision. I guess I do know. I made my decision. Look, we're in a war. The Antichrist rules. The evangelical church pretends there's no Antichrist, or the Antichrist is still coming. Pretends the great falling away hasn't happened. Pretends they're doing fine. The Antichrist rules the world because of the silence of the church. Has nothing to do with the power of the devil. It's because of the silence of the church. And the church has caved and caved and caved and caved for centuries now. Centuries. One step after another. Oh, we're not going to fight the whole evolution thing because, you know, we want to be friends with the world, reasonable in the eyes of the world. And when it's a fact that entropy does not and cannot and never has worked in reverse. that life never cannot come from non-life, that in fact we have devolution, not evolution. It's degrading over time. It's not increasing over time. Everything else is a lie. It's a big fat lie. And the church is afraid of confronting the lie, afraid of turning on the light. Oh, they're going to accuse us of being ignorant. Oh, they're going to say we're ignorant. I'm afraid of them because they're going to say we're ignorant people. You're right. You are afraid. You're a coward. Not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm just saying, if you're afraid and you've been cowed into silence, what does that make you? It makes you a coward. You've been cowed into silence and you're a coward. First people to go to hell are not the murderers. It's the cowards. What I'm saying is not supposed to be easy. I don't want you to have an easy choice. I want you to understand what the choice is. I don't care which decision you go. I don't care which way you go. I want you to understand that it's a hard choice that you have to make. I want it to be hard. I want it to be hard. You're going to stand up and open up your mouth? Are you going to join the partisans? Are you going to join the rebellion? Or do you want to submit to the Antichrist and be a traitor to Jesus Christ because you're ashamed of the words of God as written in the Holy Scriptures? From Genesis chapter 1, with a mighty, glorious creation, that God created the creation perfect, and he made a man and woman perfect. And it's gone downhill since then. I mean, everything from Genesis went on. Well, I think the Great Flood was just a regional event. Science says, oh, you're ashamed of the words of God, but you're going to embrace what the atheistic scientists say. Well, Jesus loved everybody, and Jesus was a Jew, and, you know, listen, man, I've covered this at bloodandfaith.com. Why do you persist in your obstinacy? Why do you persist in your loyalty to the Antichrist and not to Jesus Christ? All right, you got an opportunity. You got an opportunity. I'm the French partisan saying, hey, the Nazis are here. They're running all over. They're running the place. Join us. We're going to fight them. Yeah, it's going to be costly. They may shoot you. They will if they find you. But you got to partake in the rebellion. This is an opportunity. I'm on a recruiting drive. I want to recruit you to the rebellion. Rebel Leader One has asked for your support and assistance. Rebel Leader One is Jesus Christ. You want to fall? You want to? Here's how you defeat the enemy: by the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, and not loving your life even unto death. That's it. That's all you got to do. Blood of the Lamb's been provided. I want the word of your. I want you to open up your mouth and speak. There's not an example in the Bible from Genesis to the Revelation 22 of a man or woman of God that did not open up their mouths. It doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. If you want to follow Jesus Christ, you're required to open up your mouth. And I know, you can say, oh, I say John 3:16 all the time. You ever talk about perishing? Or is that forbidden because you don't want to offend them? That's the one word in there that makes that verse explosive. Because without that one word, to perish for eternity in hell, the rest of the verse doesn't make any sense. And you've reduced Jesus Christ to pablum. Little honey sprinkled on your oatmeal. Oh, it tastes good. It's wonderful. How about preaching Genesis chapter 1? The good news about being a partisan is that the enemy's all around us. We're surrounded. And you don't have to go far to look and find something. But you're going to have to open up your mouth. This is a recruiting drive. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com. Join the rebellion. Out.